This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. No, it's not Friday afternoon. It's Monday afternoon. But Frank Opinion and Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon are all on vacation with a whole bunch of listeners. I think over 100 of them went along on the trip to Mexico. So while they're gone, I get to play, and so do you. We're going to open up the phone lines now for a Monday edition of the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, you're welcome to play today at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. By the way, you're also disqualified if you're among the 26% of Americans who believe the sun goes around the earth. New survey of 2,200 people done by the National Science Foundation, a quarter of Americans think the sun goes around the earth. And they're also surprised it doesn't bang into the edge of the flat part every time it goes around. So if you fit in that category, don't call me here today, or any day for that matter. But if you haven't played in the last 30 days and you want to give it a shot today, the phone lines are open. And here's contestant number one already. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
All right, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to my wife, Holly. We should be on our way home from work right now.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories all stand by all the time until we push that button and they come spilling out. It looks to me like we're going to have a whole bunch of questions that are related to the holiday today, President's Day. We're not going to have our topical category, have you been paying attention, until Friday. Today's categories are Mr. President, Hail to the Chief, or Small Screen Presidents. Which one would you like, Andrew?
Well, let's go Small Screen President.
All right. We're going to start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You'll have 60 seconds in which to answer all the questions. You can pass on a question and come back to it if you have time, but when the buzzer sounds or the one-minute mark, we'll tally up your points. If you have seven or less, you will be punished by some presidential punishment music. But trust me, that may sound a little exciting to you. It's not. You want to avoid it if you can. The good news is if you get eight or more, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by the substitute prize man.
Yay! The prize man!
Thanks, Paul. The winner, you get a choice of one dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop with locations in Florissant and Cottleville, the new
Cottleville.
Home of McGraw-Millhaven. Or Werenberg Movie Passes. We have movie passes to Endless Love and the Lego Movie. This prize package is worth a total of
$1 million. Actually, it's worth it only if you get 15 points by getting them all right. Then you win both prizes. Otherwise, you'll get your choice. Okay, Andrew?
Okay.
All right, your category is Small Screen Presidents. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On the West Wing, what was the name of the president?
Oh, pass.
Which actress played President Mackenzie Allen on the series Commander-in-Chief? Was it Gina Davis, Ellen Burstyn, or Madeline Kahn?
Gina Davis.
Correct. On what TV show did the hero report to President David Palmer, played by Dennis Haysbert?
Pass.
For 2 points each, who played President John Adams and his wife Abigail in the HBO miniseries John Adams?
Ooh, pass.
Here's the five-pointer. Which actor succeeded Martin Sheen as president on The West Wing?
Oh, I never watched that. Pass.
Remember, you chose the category of your own free will. Back to the one-pointer. On The West Wing, what was the name of the president?
I have no idea, Pat.
Three-pointer. On what TV show did the hero report to President David Palmer, played by Dennis Haysbert? That was 24.
Oh.
Jed Bartlett was the president on the West Wing, played by Martin Sheen, succeeded by Jimmy Smits. And Paul Giamatti and Laura Linney played John and Abigail Adams on the HBO series. So let's recap Andrew's scoring now. You got the two-pointer, and this completes our recap. So that's going to lead us right to the punishment music. Here is something, you know, every once in a while, when I'm doing the Harris Challenge, I dig deep into the hard drive to find stuff that's in my collection that I haven't used in a long time. This one, I'm pretty sure I haven't used this in 15 years. Johnny may have been my board op the first and only time I ever played this. This is a group called Best Friends Forever, doing their not such so much of a hit song called Abe Lincoln. Coming,
but I could have
but
made
not for a while.
A happy man that laughed and danced.
Okay, all right. We're not even going to wait around for the chorus, Andrew. You got all you deserved right there.
All righty, thanks.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Have a good weekend, Paul. It's only Monday. I know I'm in Friday mode, but have a good week and thanks for playing the challenge. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I own Richco Transportation, and I hope that I don't make a fool of myself here. If I'm in a bad sell, that's not why I'm losing. But if I lose, can I call back tomorrow since I'm not a winner?
No, it's 30 days since you played the Harris Challenge.
Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and continue anyway. But I haven't played.
But that's a lot of disclaimers for 1 5-second cheap plug opportunity, Rich. Which category would you like? We have Mr. President, Hail to the Chief, or since we just had small-screen presidents, now we have big-screen presidents. What would you like?
Mr. President.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Rich, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the last vice president to become president?
Pat.
Who was the last man to become president without being elected president?
I just had that one, Pat.
Which two presidents in the 20th century had the same last name?
Bush.
No, the other Bush came in there after 2000. The correct answer is Teddy and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. For 1 point each, name the 4 Democratic presidents in the last 50 years.
Carter.
Yeah.
Nixon.
No.
No, that's right.
Start in the present.
Obama?
Yes.
Let's see. He was twice, but that don't count.
No. The other two were Bill Clinton and Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Okay.
All right. And the last man to become president without being elected president was Gerald Ford. And the last vice president to become president was George Herbert Walker Bush, a.k.a. Bush 41. So,
I should have known Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah, you should have, Rich. I'm sorry. It looks like we're going to have a punishing day today. So let's just cut right to the chorus of the hit song Abe Lincoln by Best Friends Forever.
And if I'd been on the balcony of Four Theater when Mr. Booth came up with gun in hand, I would have put my head in front of your head. I would have put my head in front of your head. And heck, I wouldn't have made us go to the theater. Now we could have stayed home and eaten dinner. And you could have resigned the presidency. Devoted the rest of your life to me.
Okay.
I would have put my head.
If I win the Powerball tonight or tomorrow night, I'm going to buy a radio station. I'm going to let you head it up, man. That's how good you are.
Oh, thank you, Rich. I appreciate that very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Good luck with Powerball. Scott is our third contestant. You like that lyric? I would put my head in front of your head, friend.
Put my head in front of your head.
If only Barry Todd Lincoln had thought of that.
Just stick your head in there, lady. Yeah. You would have been a hero.
Scott, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Well, thanks, Paul. Good evening.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got nothing, Paul. I'm looking for a new job.
Oh, well, good luck. I hope you find something soon. The categories are Hail to the Chief, Big Screen Presidents, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Presidents.
I'll take Big Screen Presidents, please.
Big Screen Presidents it is, Scott. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Harrison Ford, as the president, say, "Get off my plane"?
Air Force One.
Correct. Who played President Andrew Shepard in The American President?
Pass.
In what movie did Bill Pullman play the President of the United States and watch aliens destroy the White House?
Independence Day.
Correct. In what movie did Peter Sellers play President Merkin Muffley, Captain Lionel Mandrake, and the title character?
Pass.
Who played the President trying to save Earth from a giant comet in Deep Impact?
Morgan Freeman.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who played President Andrew Shepard in The American President?
I want to say Bill Pullman again.
It was Michael Douglas. In what movie did Peter Sellers play President Merkin Muffley, Captain Lionel Mandrake, and the title character?
No idea.
This was also an answer Friday on our Valentine's Love Edition. The correct answer is Dr. Strangelove. Scott, let's see how you did here. You got all the odd ones, 1, 3, and 5. That's 9 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, it is. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, stand by. Frank will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move on to contestant number 4. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'll take another cat. This Saturday at Creve Coeur Lake in Maryland Heights, Polar Bear Plunge to benefit Special Olympians.
What time?
Be there and donate to help them.
What time on Saturday?
I believe it begins at noon, I think. You can get there earlier and go to 4 or 5.
Nice. You know, Polar Bear Plunge probably would have been a lot more polar bearish if you'd done it like 2 weeks ago. Because I think by Saturday, we're going to be in like the 50s and 60s all week. But actually, over the weekend, it might get back down there to the 30s or 40s. But still,
I hope it gets up there.
But still, I hope you raise a lot of money for Special Olympics, Robert. We have 2 categories left. Hail to the Chief or Multiple Choice Presidents. Which one do you want?
I'm part Native American. I'm Cherokee. I'll take Hail to the Chief.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Robert, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was president when the United States dropped the bomb on Japan?
Roosevelt.
Truman. Who has served more terms as president than anyone else?
That would be Roosevelt.
Yeah, FDR. For 1 point each, name the first 3 presidents.
Washington, and Jefferson.
Well, who was in between Washington and Jefferson?
Adams.
Correct. For 1 point each, who were the last 4 presidents to serve 2 full terms?
Last 4? Well, we've got Obama right now.
Right, he hasn't served them yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you got second Bush. You got Clinton. You got Reagan.
Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Was the 4th one. You got Bush, Clinton, and Reagan. Those were correct. And you got Washington, Adams, and Jefferson. Those were correct. And let's see how you did here. We never got to the 5-point question, so we'll put that back in the hopper for the semi-random category computer to use in the future.
See if I know it.
Well, you know why I'm going to ask you? Because you have 6 points right now. And so you need this to not be punished. And when I punish the listeners, I'm also punishing myself because I have the headphones cranked up here. So I am going to give you a shot at this, Robert. Which president said, speak softly but carry a big stick?
Wilson?
No, it was Teddy Roosevelt. But I had a scoring error here because you got FDR right, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you got 8 points, Robert, and you're a winner.
Hey, come out to Creve Coeur Lake. That's your Olympics.
All right, this Saturday. Hope you raise a lot of money. Thanks for playing. Let's meet our final contestant. Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
I apologize.
AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. I apologize for the clerical error a moment ago.
That's all right.
Tom, 5-second sheet plug opportunity is all yours.
I work for IBW Local 1, Kaiser Electric.
Okay. Multiple choice presidents is your category, Tom.
All right, here we go.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president dedicated the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington? Was it Reagan, Bush, or Clinton?
Reagan.
Correct. Who was president when Texas was annexed from Mexico? Harrison, Tyler, or Hayes?
Harrison.
Tyler. Which U.S. president was once fined $20 for exceeding the speed limit on a horse? Ulysses Grant, Abe Lincoln, or Teddy Roosevelt?
I'll go with Lincoln.
Grant. Which U.S. president was once offered a contract to play baseball for the Cincinnati Reds? Kennedy, Wilson, or Taft?
Taft.
Correct. Who was the first U.S. president to live in the White House? Washington, Adams, Jefferson?
Jefferson.
Correct answer is John Adams. Oh, Tom, you got the one, you got the four, and this time I'm 100% sure of the math. That's five, that's less than seven. And yes, you have to be punished as well.
All right.
When Mr. Booth came up with gun in hand, I would have put my head in front of your head. I would have put my head in front of your head. And heck, I wouldn't have made us go to the theater. No, we could have stayed home and eaten dinner. And you could have resigned the presidency, devoted the rest of your life to me. Yeah, we could have left.
Okay, all right, okay. That's Best Friends Forever with a medley of their hit.
Hey, can I say hi to my son? He's in the car, kind of had his ear up to the speaker on the door.
What's his name?
Tommy.
No, I'm sorry, you can't.
All right, thank
you. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Tom, thanks very much for playing. That's the Harris Challenge.
You do a great job.
Thank you. We're going to do the Harris Challenge every day this week, right around 5:15. You get another shot tomorrow here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.